vision. Your paradigm is about to shift at the intersection of fact and reason. You're entering Kingston Country.
I'm Dan Kingston, and you're listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast. Californians have shown incredible patience and restraint in response to Gavin Newsom's haphazard, ill-thought, and unconstitutional shelter-in-place orders, but that is changing now. Over 1,000 people were in attendance in a protest on Friday on the state capitol building in Sacramento. 32 people were arrested after presumably Gavin Newsom gave the order to begin arresting protesters. We don't know that for certain, but it seemed to me, looking at what was happening on the ground, all of a sudden you had people getting arrested when in the beginning it seemed to be peaceful. It seemed to be police and protesters were in good spirits and polite warnings. All of a sudden, 32 people were arrested. The police ordered everyone to disperse. It was as soon as they took a few steps, the protesters took a few steps on that Capitol building. That's when all of a sudden the mood turned. So was this an order directly from the governor? Presumably the governor would be in that Capitol building. And what do you do if you're a police officer and you're caught between having to honor the fact that you pledged an oath to the Constitution of the United States of America, but at the same time, you could lose your job. You could be fired, right, if you disobey an order. So it's an issue. Can you expect people to sacrifice their livelihood on a close call like this? Or is it a close call? You got protesters calling police traitors, chanting, "Remember your oath." And so police officers on the ground have a real challenge. I want to commend Sheriff Don Barnes from Orange County. Because you also got these protests happening in Orange County in Southern California on the beaches. Because Gavin Newsom, he's power hungry. He's declaring that all the beaches close down. And as soon as that was lightened a bit and allowed some people to go on the beach, all of a sudden, Gavin Newsom changed his mind. He singled out Orange County, especially in particular, and in doing so, kind of kicked over a hornet's nest. You had about 3,000 people were protesting in Huntington Beach, Orange County, on Friday, simultaneous to the Sacramento protests, because of these Newsom essentially scolding local residents, ordering all the beaches to close in a draconian way. You got a statement from Sheriff Barnes now. I'm going to read you the statement. "The governor's decision to single out Orange County by closing our beaches is wrong and fails to recognize the sacrifices made by our 3 million residents." And then I want to fast forward a little bit to this part of his order. I'm not going to read you the whole thing, but "The goal of our action," says the sheriff, "is to protect constitutional rights, preserve safety, and to maintain order." So that's really why I want to commend the sheriff, because a lot of officials are pretending as if the Constitution is something you put on the mantle and you dust off, you know, as a pretty kind of mantelpiece to show off to friends and family. But, we all know in all practical purposes, it doesn't really do anything. That's how the officials are acting. But this sheriff is putting it right there in that statement that the goal of our actions will be to protect constitutional rights. Okay, that's first and foremost, because that is the law of the land. These protesters in Huntington Beach, Orange County on Friday, well, some of them, were not wearing masks. It's true. Some of them weren't abiding by the 6 feet separation. But, if the governor hadn't singled out Orange County, then this protest wouldn't have happened. What you had were, before this protest, you had a scattering of people on the beaches or walking down the beaches, most of them abiding by the social distancing guidelines. This is from the statement of the sheriff. "From what I saw, the vast majority of people on the beaches this past week acted responsibly. Law enforcement was able to address instances of unsafe activity in a reasonable manner. I implore the governor to reconsider his action and to work with local authorities, allowing us to address the few while not penalizing the majority." Well, maybe Governor Newsom Governor Newsom got the memo, because now he's come out and said we're going to release new guidelines within the next few days. Although he's such an, he's kind of a dick. He's saying this is not in response to the protest. It's not a response to anything. It's just based on science. Everything's based on science. That's what they love to say on the left, isn't it? Everything's based on science. Listen to the scientists and, listen to the scientists. You got to listen. They base it on science. Everybody on the left, they say that, right? Over and over and over again. While in reality, everything and every decision they make is based on fear. And there is a real fear mentality that blinds everything else. And we're teaching our kids right now, I'm afraid, to be afraid. I'm afraid we're teaching our kids to be afraid, to fear, to live life afraid. Now, is there a place for fear? It keeps you alive. Yeah, I mean, if you see a lion, well, you're going to be afraid of getting eaten, and you're going to run away from it. That's going to keep you alive, right? But every time you go outside, you see the wind rattle the trees. You say, lion! Or you go outside and you see a shadow. You yell, lion! Everything is a lion. Because to a coward, everything is a lion. It's so easy then to focus on the one boogeyman. The one thing that's going to hurt you. If you're a coward and you're so afraid of the lion. And you make sure everybody knows lions are bad. Lions will eat you. Lions will kill you. And then you die from some kind of infection or something, you know? I mean, it's never the thing that scares you, unless it is, that gets you. Sometimes it is a thing that scares you that gets you. I mean, but in most, most cases, it's not. And you got hundreds of thousands of people die every year from heart disease, from cancer. Almost a million when you combine those two things. And right now, I don't think we've hit the 50,000 mark in coronavirus deaths. Not to make light of it, but it is in a similar thing as the flu, the seasonal flu. So now we have two seasonal flus. In reality, we have more than that. We have H1N1, the swine flu is just considered regular influenza right now. It was never a thing, never made a big thing over H1N1 during Obama. And yet that's why we don't have any personal protective equipment. It was used all on H1N1 during Obama's term, and it was never replenished. Not by Obama, not by Trump. Nobody replenished it. Plenty of blame to go around. But I think when you're looking at the protesters in Huntington Beach on Friday, over 3,000, presumably some of them might get sick from being exposed. Who knows? Maybe they will. And I think Gavin Newsom is responsible for that, because he's responsible for these protests. Why? You don't see these protests popping up all over the place in every state in the country. You see them popping up in states where the governors employed draconian, haphazard, unconstitutional shelter-in-place orders. And right now, everybody's suffering because of it. Not because of coronavirus. The long-term suffering will be from a deterioration of liberty. Our rights are just going out the window, and everybody seems to be okay with it. And now officials seem to be waking up, seeing that the American people will not take it. They're not going to take it anymore. They're not going to take our liberties being deteriorated and whittled down. We're not going to take being sheltered in place indefinitely. We're not going to take this idea where you can't have an election because it's not safe, so everybody has to do a mail-in ballot. We're not going to change and uproot our entire way of life for years on end because of a seasonal flu with a slightly higher mortality rate.
Kingston Country, you've been listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.